The Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro has begun a series of forums that it's holding for our community, not just business folks, but also all community members, to inform people about how we are going to continue our recovery in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And the first edition was today, this morning. Joining me on the phone right now is Chamber President and CEO Aaron Nelson. Aaron, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on 97.9 The Hill.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for the invitation. I'm glad to be here.
Of course. And so this is a great idea and a great way to let folks know kind of up-to-date information on COVID-19 and how they can prepare their responses if they are in the business world, but really just across the county. And today's forum, the first edition, was largely one to just let folks know kind of where we stand with the pandemic. Can you fill us in on what the series is, I guess, as a whole, and what today's focus was?
Happy to. Each month, we will organize a critical issues forum, an event to bring the community together to talk about something really important that we are working on. Upcoming in March will be one on an economic outlook, where we'll bring in Mike Walden, a professor who does economic prognostication, and we'll project where we think our economy is going. And then over time, each month, a different issue, infrastructure, schools, et cetera. Today's focus was on COVID, particularly what do businesses need to know, what do employers need to know right now in order to properly respond, support their employees, support their customers on vaccination and testing. What was the state of our community regarding COVID? And then we had a second part of it, and that was about what do businesses need to know about the path ahead. So great information shared, and there are some key takeaways I'm happy to share with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say you guys had an excellent list of guest folks to speak on the panel who provided some updates on what our community looks like in terms of the pandemic, including Orange County Health Director Quintana Stewart. And I imagine some of the takeaways are from what she had to say about current county data.
Yeah. The reality is the state of affairs is things are getting better. Things are getting better for maybe the first time. We both saw from UNC Hospitals projections. And UNC Hospitals has been projecting peak out ahead of us, right? Every time we take a look at the data, it says that the peak is several weeks away. New projections now show that the peak is behind us. We are seeing a reduction in the amount of cases. We are seeing a reduction in the amount of hospitalizations. We're seeing a decline in the rate in which people are dying from this in Orange County. Now, we are still at an orange level. Our goal is to be at yellow. It means we still have substantial community spread. So let me share it with the listeners. For example, UNC Chapel Hill has conducted 77,000 tests since January 1, 77,000 tests, every student being tested twice a week. A positivity rate is less than 1%. We're just one half of 1%. Earlier in this pandemic, we would see positivity rates at above 5, sometimes at close to 10. So things are getting better in Orange County. We're seeing the governor ease restrictions starting tomorrow. There's a new set of rules that I'm sure you've been reporting on, and it has a very positive impact for our restaurants and for our bars and our nightclubs and our performance venues. So we're very excited that the stay-at-home order has been lifted, that the curfew has been lifted, that alcohol sales can extend into the nighttime, and that there's additional capacity now allowed in our restaurants. Now, you still must wear a mask. You still must stay 6 feet apart. You still need to be super safe, but we know that we're doing a good job. And if we can keep that good job, then our economy, it's safe now to return to some economic activities.
I'm happy you brought up yesterday's state news, because I know that that probably shaped a little bit of how people were processing the information at the Critical Issues Forum today. I know that largely that is our focus and our takeaways on the forum, but I did need to ask you just your reaction to that state news yesterday, and what businesses do you think could this easing of restrictions affect the most? I know that restaurants will have expanded capacity, but there are other businesses that have been closed since kind of almost a year ago that are now going to have the opportunity to open up to a limited capacity as well.
Yeah, to open up inside. Our bars have been open, but they are only for takeout, and you had to have get your drinks and then leave. They
You're
now
right.
will be allowed for some internal capacity, and folks can now stay at a table at a hotel, restaurant, or restaurant or community past 10 p.m. They can now stay until 11, and that alcohol sales can extend a little deeper into the night. Those should be positive, from Local 506 to the Arts Center to other places that have had indoor venues that are difficult. There's a real opportunity now for that to expand. One of the other key takeaways for us was about to remind people about the availability of free testing. Early on in this pandemic, testing was limited, and we asked people only to test if they were exhibiting symptoms. That is no longer the case, and we are encouraging people to test regularly. You can do free testing in Orange County, either in Hillsborough, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or in Chapel Hill at the bottom of Martin Luther King across from the Root Cellar and Flyleaf Books. You should register in advance, but you don't have to. You can just simply drive up. You roll down your window, you put your nose out the window, and they do a quick swab, and people are getting their results back in 24 hours, sometimes in 48 hours. And you could test weekly if you wish to. It's really important to know whether you are asymptomatic and infected, and that you choose to quarantine or that you do quarantine when that. So we're encouraging people to test regularly, to really think about their surveillance testing and not just testing people once they are exhibiting symptoms. It makes a great deal of sense to test in advance. We're also beginning to prepare people for when vaccines will become available to what are called frontline essential workers. So far, healthcare workers and folks who are looking in elder care facilities, anybody over the age of 65, and yesterday, teachers became available, had access, and in 2 weeks, on March 10th, folks that are considered frontline essential workers will become eligible. Those are folks working in our restaurants, in our hotels, critical manufacturing. There's a list that they can find on the county's website of who qualifies. Those folks may begin seeking their vaccinations beginning on March 10th.
We're speaking with Aaron Nelson, the president for the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. CarolinaChamber.org is their website, and we're talking about our top takeaways from their initial Critical Issues Series Forum that was held earlier this morning through the chamber. And you were mentioning some of the vaccine information that was shared by Dr. David Wohl of UNC Health, who is excellent at explaining what is going on. We have talked with him several times throughout the pandemic, and he's great at explaining a couple of things. I'm curious, was there anything in terms of vaccination strategies, vaccination supply, or differences in the different vaccines that are available that jumped out to you or that you maybe didn't even know about, Aaron?
Well, we expect in the next few days for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to become available. It is a vaccine that is a single shot, does not require the super cold storage, and once they ramp up, it is going to be much easier to distribute that one than the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines that we currently have. So currently, it's a two-shot regimen spaced several weeks apart, and when Johnson & Johnson comes on, it'll be great. What he pointed out is that all three of those are it's important to get it no matter which one of those you get, and that the efficacy of each are substantial. You may read about that they have slightly different efficacies, particularly the Johnson & Johnson. But what was important to note on the Johnson & Johnson is that 85% of people who take it are not hot, you know, that it prevents hospitalization at an 85% rate, and that it has prevented death at a 100% rate. And so when it does come your time, please get your vaccination, regardless of which of the ones that is. It's also good to remind folks that they may get a vaccination in the county where they live. They may get a vaccination in the county where they work. They may also get a vaccination in any county in the state of North Carolina, and that there are resources, myspot.nc.gov, for example. Myspot.nc.gov is a vaccination finder. Will give you access to other places. So you can go through the Orange County Health Department, and they've got a form that you can fill out to get in a queue for when it's your turn. You also can do it through UNC Health, and they have a wonderful web portal. You simply Google UNC Health and vaccination, and it will direct you to that. You can get it at the Friday Center or at the Hillsborough Hospital. You may call the phone number in order to get an appointment, or you may check out their ability to register for that online.
We're speaking with Aaron Nelson, the president for the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Their website is carolinachamber.org, and we're talking about their Critical Issues series that just launched today. They held their first edition that was on COVID vaccines, testing, and the general path to recovery for our community. Aaron, we've got to begin to wrap up, but you did preview what next month's is going to be. Any other topics that folks should keep their eyes peeled for, and can you share how people can go register?
Sure. You can go to carolinachamber.org, carolinachamber.org, and go onto our website and it says calendar, and you can click and take a look at all the programs and events that we have now to support our local decision makers, local business leaders, community leaders, employers. On the 25th, we will have an economic outlook where we'll talk about where we think the economy is going with Dr. Walden, who is a brilliant economist who does the it's the expert in North Carolina, particularly in, and can really drill down to the counties. And then we are currently conducting an economic condition survey, which we have done for the last 10 years, and we'll be reporting those results. For information on upcoming after that, after March 25th, folks can check out our website. And you can go online. It's free for chamber members. There's a small fee if you're not a member of the chamber. We'd love to have you either way.
Today's was very informative, and sure that the others are going to be just as good, part of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro's Critical Issues series. And President Aaron Nelson, thanks so much for taking the time to stop by and let us know what stood out in today's.
Thank you, and thanks for all that you guys are doing for our community. We are grateful for you.